Hi, I hope you're enjoying Bayside Church Online, and I am really looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you today. Of course, this is Vision Weekend, which we would normally have in November, but of course, we live in unusual times, do we not? Last year, we had a number of initiatives, and some of them, of course, just couldn't happen because of the pandemic. But I'm just thrilled to see how many of our initiatives actually were achieved. They were just achieved in a different kind of way. So I had people say to me back in March, April, May last year, you know, it's such a shame that our churches are closed. And I started to speak into that. And I said, you know what? The church is people, not buildings. So the building's closed, but the church is open because the people of God were everywhere, living godly lives and sharing the gospel as they had opportunity. And of course, our building was closed to gatherings, but so we repurposed our auditorium. And as you can see in this picture, you'll see trestle tables and food everywhere. So we repurposed our auditorium last year to become a food distribution center. And we sent out hampers all the way through the year. We gave away almost 1,000 hampers in 2020. We gave out 979 hampers. In addition to that, we fed almost 500 adults and over 200 children through last year. We distributed food for our Christmas lunch rather than doing it in person. And we had free Matt's Place meals being distributed as well. So helping a lot of people. We had our Connect groups, and I want to give a big shout out to all of our Connect group leaders and thank you for the amazing job that you did staying strong last year and faithful to God's people, pastoring the people of God. Most of our Connect groups went on to Zoom, and I know various Connect leaders got kind of creative with the way that they reached out to people. They were going for walks with people and, you know, choosing different people on different days and different weeks and really keeping close to people through creativity. One of our initiatives for last year was to establish and implement a discipleship pathway, which we did. We had Step to God, and again, that was done on Zoom. On a number of occasions last year, we discipled 153 people on Step to God, 104 people with Step to Church, and 24 people on Step to Freedom. We also had a couple of online alpha courses last year too. Almost every week we saw people come to faith in Jesus and grow in Him, and we had 45 people in two alpha groups in 2020. Our final initiative was to pioneer a church, a Bayside church in Zambia, in partnership with North Rise University and graduates from the university. You can see some of the photos and see that Gerald and Abel, two fine young guys that we supported through 4 years at North Rise University. They've done an internship and now they've reached out and they've pioneered a church in the suburb of Silverest in Lusaka, Zambia, and leading and growing Bayside Church. People are coming to faith in Jesus, they're being baptized, and they're growing in their faith. And there's a bunch of great kids too, as you'll see in this video.
Genesis. Dotted and Corny, clap for yourselves.
How good is that? And beautiful to see those gorgeous kids learning the Word and growing strong in Jesus. And so I just wanted to share all of that with you because despite the challenging times that we live in, the kingdom of God is going from strength to strength. And the church that you're a part of, Bayside Church, is strong and healthy and unified and vibrant. And we are looking forward to a wonderful new year in Jesus. I'm going to start a new series with you today that I'm going to teach over the next few weeks. It's called Reimagining Church. And today's title is A Time to Reimagine. You'll find message notes and discussion questions on the Bayside Church website and on the app as well. My text today is from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. We're going to read the first 11 verses. And this is a well-known poem that talks about there being a time for various kind of activities under heaven. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time for love and a time for hate, a time for war and a time for peace. And then in verse 11, He has made, God has made, everything beautiful in His time. We've seen some of that, of course, over the course of the pandemic thus far. You know, there is a time to embrace, but there's also a time to refrain from embracing. Everything within me in our in-person gatherings wants to give people a big hug, and I have to keep reminding myself, no, there's a time for that, and right now is not the time for that. We live through a significant moment in time right now with this global pandemic. 2020, 2021, for many people, the last year or so has been a test. In time to come, it will be a testimony. In fact, in times to come, you and I will be sharing with our kids, maybe our grandkids, our nieces, our nephews. Yes, I was alive in 2020, and we lived through this massive pandemic, and you know, it had all of this negative stuff that went on in the world, but also it's a pivotal point of change that we've seen in the world, and the world is different today because what we faced. And we'll bounce those little kids on our knee and you know, act like old people and tell great stories of time past. During the pandemic, one of the things I did was actually, and this might sound strange to you, but I read a lot of history about pandemics because I was fascinated to know the impact that has happened through history at times like this. Of course, past pandemics, just like COVID-19, have been times of death and devastation. And so my comments today, albeit will be quite positive, I don't want to minimize the challenges that the world has faced and is facing at our time as well. But along with the devastation, pandemics have been times to rebuild and to reimagine. Pandemics often speed up trends that have been happening slowly. While they are also a disruptive force, in many ways they add fuel to a fire of change that has already been burning. Passports are a classic example of that. Before World War I, there was no such thing as a passport. You could basically go to any country in the world anytime you wanted, as long as you had the money to travel. As long as you had accommodation and or work at your destination, then you were allowed to go to that country. But then World War I started. And so passports began to be introduced by different countries as a way to protect the country from spies and foreign invaders that might come in. And so the first modern British passport, and you'll see a photo of this on the screen, was the product of the British Nationality and Status Aliens Act of 1914. It consisted of a single page folded into eight and held together with a cardboard cover. It was valid for 2 years, and as well as a photograph and a signature, it featured a personal description of the owner, included details such as shape of face, complexion and features. So the entry on this last category might read something like this: forehead, broad; nose, large; eyes, small. And remarkably, some travellers claim to find this dehumanising, but such were the passports back in those days. And so what was introduced as a temporary measure during World War I, then, of course, at the end of World War I, the Spanish flu pandemic began. Imagine what life was like back in those days. And so what was introduced as a temporary measure as passports were then kept So they became immunity passports as well as nations attempted to keep their populations healthy as well as safe. Of course, today we don't even question the use of passports. We know that they're a way of protecting nations and protecting travel as far as possible. And so let's have a quick look at some of the other pandemics that have taken place over history. The Antonine Plague in the 2nd century CE was probably smallpox, and that ended the Pax Romana. So the 200 years of peace in the Roman Empire was brought to an end by a pandemic. This pandemic destabilized the Roman Empire and also led to an increase in the popularity of the Christian faith. In unstable times, people often look for something firm to cling to. And also during that time, Christians were invariably on the front line of providing medical care and other sorts of care and support to people that were affected by that pandemic. So as a result of that, the church and the Christian faith grew and prospered. Then there was the Black Death in the 1300s, which wiped out half of Europe's population and changed the course of Europe's history. This had a massive impact on the world back in those days. It ended the feudal system, which was really a glorified system of slavery and servanthood. With so many dead, workers were hard to find. This led to better pay and conditions for workers. Survivors also had access to higher quality bread and meat. Not as much land was needed to grow crops for a diminished population, so more land was dedicated to livestock. These changes led to an increase in health and an increase in lifespan for humans. The labor shortage also contributed to technological innovation. The Black Death became the catalyst to improve hygiene. The introduction of the quarantine procedures, which we're still utilizing today, people experienced new freedoms and better pay. The Black Death also paved the way for the Renaissance and the Reformation, as well as the rise of the middle class. And so what brought devastation also was a time to reimagine. And many of the things that we enjoy in the world today were birthed during that pandemic. The end of chattel slavery in the New World, in the US, was the direct result of the yellow fever pandemic in America. Pandemics, as with all crises, see an increase in creativity in things like arts and music, books and movies and plays, all springing from themes of social solidarity, life and death, pain and sorrow, and even comedy. And so we find ourselves now in 2021 with new trends being accelerated in society. Some of them that we're seeing even right now, the return of the road trip. You know, we can't travel overseas at the moment, and really even going interstate can be challenging, as some of you have found out. You know, you're in another state and suddenly the border closes and you're stuck where you are, which can be very, very difficult. And so people are opting to do a road trip and going and exploring our own state here in Victoria or wherever you happen to live. There's an increase in telemedicine, and that will increase more and more in time to come. Universities and schools are exploring virtual curriculums a lot more. People are looking for family-first jobs, a job that doesn't invade their family life. People are getting involved much more in recreation and hobbies, things like cooking, playing games, walking in nature. We're enjoying working away from the office a lot more. People are working in their homes, they're working in cafes, people are moving to regional areas and working from there as well. For the first time in decades, Victoria and Melbourne in particular has seen a decrease in population as people move to regional areas. I believe this will eventually lead to the disappearance of the 9-to-5 Monday to Friday work schedule that we've been locked in for as long as I can remember. I think one of the things that I have heard people say that they have enjoyed about the last year, amidst all of the challenges that the pandemic has brought, is a slower pace of life. Many of us have lived a frenetic life of work and, you know, if you've got kids, dropping them to various activities. I talk to people in our church who just find that they're going from one thing to another, to another, to another. And then the lockdown happened and we all took a big, deep breath. And there are many people who are reticent to go back to the hectic lifestyle that we used to live. People actually want to have a slower pace to life, which I think is something that is very scriptural. In fact, I love 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11, where it says, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. And so we at Bayside Church, as leaders of this church, we want to respect where people are at right now. We're going to ease into 2021. I'm sure you've noticed, we haven't raced back to start three services again every weekend and every program that we used to run before. We have one in-person gathering at the moment, which is Sunday mornings at 10. And of course, we're keeping our commitment to Bayside Church Online, which is a very important part of our church outreach and pastoral care. And so we want to ease into this new year. We want to see what God has for us and where the Holy Spirit would lead us. I think of the picture in the Hebrew scriptures in Exodus chapter 13, where the people of Israel in the desert, they were led around the desert by the pillar of cloud during the day, the pillar of fire at night. And when that pillar started to move, the people didn't necessarily know where they were going, but they knew who was leading them. And that's what resonates with us in 2021. We're not sure exactly where all of these things are going to lead us, but we know who's leading us and we're following the leading of the Holy Spirit. The New Testament picture, of course, we find in John chapter 3 and verse 8, where Jesus said, the wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. The notes here in the Passion Translation, I just love them. It says, if our new birth is so mysterious, how much more will be the ways of living each moment by the movement of the Holy Spirit? What a wonderful journey to be able to say, well, we're not sure exactly where we're going, but it's a time to reimagine and be led by the Holy Spirit into our future together. And so with all of these and more changes in society, how will the church respond? And what will the church look like in the years to come? As I said before, I believe it's a time to reimagine church, to start seeing things in a different way. One of the things I committed to last year when I realized we were going to be locked down at least for a few weeks, which ended up, of course, being most of 2020 here in Melbourne, was to go onto Facebook Live on a Tuesday night. And then we started on a number of platforms and YouTube as well. And so every Tuesday night between 8 and 9, I'd be at home, sometimes on my own, sometimes with Christy, sometimes with a special guest like Shane Willard and others that I had on during the year. And people were able to type their questions into the thread, and we had questions, answers, discussion. We touched on things like the Book of Revelation that people had a renewed interest in through the pandemic last year and so on. And, you know, through the year, hundreds and hundreds of people tuned in, and the feedback that I was getting from people at Bayside Church, as well as others, were telling me, you know, we've never felt so committed, so connected, to you as we do right now, because we're actually able to hang out with Rob and Christy every Tuesday night for an hour. I was able to share stories, talk about our own personal lives and so on. And so people really got to know us as well as hopefully know Jesus and God and the scriptures in a better way as well. It was a wonderful way for us to be able to reimagine church. And it was easy too. I mean, during the winter when it's cold, and you don't really want to go outside. You know, I could be at home in front of the fire with my slippers on and share the word of God for an hour. And then at 9 o'clock, of course, I was still at home, which was wonderful. And so it's time to reimagine. And so that comes to our Devote 3 initiatives for 2021. I just want to explain some of these to you. Devote 3, by the way, came out of some research that we did and feedback that we gleaned from our church congregation 2-3 years ago now. And I said, you know, we're coming up to years 28, 29 and 30 of Bayside Church. And I want to know, what do you want us to devote our attention to? 3 things over 3 years. And so this is the second last year of Devote 3. And so you gave us feedback that you wanted us to focus on activities of community, activities of growth, and activities of justice, mercy, and faith. And so let's have a look at these together. First of all, activities of community, live life together. We're going to reimagine community as a church at Bayside, and a number of things. In-person gatherings, we've started one Sunday mornings at 10. Bayside Church Online, which many people still continue to enjoy every week. Connect groups, and also pop-up community events too. A couple of years ago, someone gave us a coffee van. It's worth over $100,000. And I don't even know today who gave it to us or how they came across Bayside Church, but they've given us this beautiful state-of-the-art coffee van. And so we've put together, or we're putting together, a mobilization and engagement team who will head up creative outreach and evangelism events as we reach out around our community with our Brave Brew coffee van. If that's something that interests you, then please let us know. Send us an email, connect@baysidechurch.com.au, and say that's something that really, really interests me. I'd love to help out with that. At the end of February, someone from Bayside is getting a hold of the coffee van for a street party that their street in the Bayside area of Melbourne has every year. We're having our first pop-up event on the last Sunday afternoon of February at a park in Seaford, and you'll find out more about that as time comes. And so we're looking forward to reimagining church community this year in those ways. Secondly is activities for growth, becoming more like Jesus. We want to continue to establish Bayside Church's discipleship pathway, Bayside Steps, and we're going to introduce the next step this year, which is Step to Leadership. And so really encourage you, if you've not done the steps yet, we've got Step to God and Step to Church coming up again in March. They will be in person at the Bayside Centre, and then we're releasing Step to Leadership this year as well. We're also going to, later in the year, take our church staff through a course called Freed to Lead, and then we're going to be introducing that step in 2022 as part of advanced leadership training at Bayside Church. Also, as part of that devotional, we're going to encourage you to read the Gospels this year, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and have a special focus on what Jesus was like in the Gospels and how we might become more like him. We're going to put a Facebook group together called Like Jesus, and we're going to be able to post things on there and you can interact with those things. We're going to start with the Gospel of John and then read the other 3 Gospels over the next 12 months and really look at what was Jesus like? How did he teach? How did he interact with people? How did he live? What was his lifestyle? And try and emulate the things that we find out. And then finally, activities of justice, mercy, and faith. And this is all about active love. And we want you to reimagine in 2021 what it looks like to love your neighbor as yourself and create your own stories of justice, mercy, and faith. I know that many people during the lockdown last year looked for creative ways for reaching out to people. One of the things that Christy and I did, Christy loves to bake, so she made lots of cakes and lots of biscuits, and no, I didn't eat them all. She would make a whole stack of cakes, and then I'd take them around to our neighbours and also to some of the senior saints at Bayside Church. And that was wonderful, you know? I mean, the first occasion I did this, I went with Trinity, our youngest daughter, And I went next door. Now, the thing that I would encourage you not to do is what I did, and that is I turned up on a Saturday night to our next door neighbours who are quite elderly, and it was about 8 o'clock at night, and I had a mask on, right? So don't turn up at your neighbour's place in the dark wearing a mask, and especially if your name is Rob. That's not a good combination. So the rest of the time, you know, I turned up during the day and it all worked well. Sometimes I took Trinity with me, and sometimes I took my father-in-law, Christy's dad, and particularly with some of the seniors at Bayside, and we'd knock on the door and give them the cake, and then we'd just kind of stand back so we were physically distant from them and stand on the doorstep and have a great conversation for half an hour or so. And it was a wonderful way to reconnect with some of our seniors at Bayside Church. It's been a wonderful way to connect with our neighbours too. Our neighbours on the other side, I actually hadn't, we'd always kind of waved and smiled when we saw each other, but I actually hadn't met them. And so I knocked on their door one day and I said, oh, Christy's been baking and we brought you this cake. And they were so blown away by that. Anyway, of course, I don't have a lawnmower, and so I hadn't had my lawn mowed at the front of the house for a while because gardeners weren't working. And anyway, I went out on a Thursday, and this guy that I'd given the cake to was out mowing my front lawn. I mean, what a beautiful thing, you know, when you're kind of sharing together. So can I encourage you to be creative this year? Reimagine what it looks like to love your neighbour as yourself. Create your own stories of justice, mercy and faith. Be creative in the way that you reach out to the people who are around you. It's a time to reimagine. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this time. There is a time for every activity under heaven. And we find ourselves in interesting times, challenging times. And I pray for each and every one of us, Lord, that you will fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, that you will lead us as you did in olden times with that pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire, but you lead us with the wind of the Holy Spirit. Help us to be highly creative as we reimagine what church looks like in 2021. Fill us with that power. Fill us with that Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. And can I encourage you to, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, can I encourage you to pray a prayer with me right now and commit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ to become a follower of His. If you would like to do that, just repeat this brief prayer after me right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. I believe on the cross, Jesus paid the price for me. I receive you, Jesus, as my Savior, as my friend. Come into my life, forgive me, wash me clean, and fill me with your presence. From this day forward, I will live for you and serve you. In your name, amen. If you've just prayed that prayer, if you'd like to know more about Jesus Christ, our host is going to put a link in the chat feed for you right now. Just click on that, take you to a very brief form, fill that in. It will connect you to one of our leaders who would love to pray for you. And we will also post out a Bible and some information as well to help you begin this wonderful journey of following Jesus Christ. Also, you know, we have these Devote 3 cards. You can get one of these next time you are at Bayside Church, and you'll also find all of the details on our website as well, baysidechurch.com.au. Believing for a great year together as a family of God.